So many an old one fell in love and chose to live and die as mortal. Those left behind grew angry and bitter and resolved to reseal the portal. So listen close as night usurps day to these tales from the Bluebell Cafe.
Anya's still here? I'll tell her she needs to go.
Don't worry about it. You and Irida need to go to the festival. I'll handle things here.
Are you sure?
Of course. It's just Anya. Once she finishes her drink, I'll lock up. Promise.
All right, just be careful. I don't trust her.
I know. I'll be fine.
Come on, Clay. Let's go.
Yes, coming. Stay safe.
You too.
Bye, Asta.
See you later.
Phew, finally. I thought they'd never leave.
Irida said you were here the day she had her interview. But I didn't see you. Were you spying on us?
It's my job to investigate things surreptitiously.
All right, then. What have you discovered so far?
I'm the reporter. Shouldn't I be asking the questions?
It's my cafe.
Touché. Let's trade, then. My information for yours. You can start.
How generous of you. Why did you help us in the first place?
You went into hiding in a cafe with the same name as the one plastered all over the news. You seemed like you needed the help.
This is all I have left of my father.
I'm sorry about your father. But I'm sure he would have forgiven a name change for the cafe to protect your life.
He probably would have. But it was my decision to make.
What do you know about Clay?
Sorry?
My turn to ask a question. What do you know about him?
That he's my brother.
You gotta give me more than that.
You said I seemed like I needed help. That's not a reason. You get what you give.
You don't believe I helped you out of the good of my heart?
Dad was right.
About what?
Fae aren't straightforward. Ever since I've arrived in Parima, it seems like there's nothing but riddles and roundabouts. Nobody says what they mean. Clay wants to help me, but is always hush-hush about his nighttime investigations. You want to help me, but don't explain why or what you want. Why can't we just get to the point? What do you want from me? Why are you laughing?
It's nothing. You just remind me of someone.
Who?
You already asked your question. And to answer it, I want to know why you're here. You're being charged with murder, and you flee to the world that is accusing you. Why? When you could remain in the mortal world?
Well, to be honest, Clay is the one who brought us here initially. But I agree with his reasons. I don't want to sit around twiddling my thumbs until the trial. We came here to investigate what really happened and clear my name.
Clay isn't all he seems.
What do you mean?
He's hiding something. I'm not sure what. I have my suspicions, but best for you to come to your own conclusions.
Conclusions about what?
Don't pretend you haven't doubted him. I can hear it in your voice. Why did he bring you and the cafe here, instead of leaving you in the mortal world and investigating alone here? It's not like he allows you to leave.
Allows?
He's a cop, so what happened to his job? Why is he here, playing barista instead of the work he's supposed to be getting paid for?
Well, maybe he took a vacation to help me out, or maybe he even quit.
I knew your father, and I know your mother.
My mother? Who?
I say this as someone who cares about you. Don't trust Clay.
Why not? Why can't you just tell me your suspicions?
They may be wrong. If you confront him with incorrect information, it will do no good. Ask him for the truth.
How will I know what the truth is?
I don't know. Maybe he'll be willing to swear to you, but be careful. He has powerful friends. Or enemies.
What does that even mean? How do I know that you're telling the truth?
I don't know what the truth is. I'm only sharing my thoughts.
No. What you said about knowing my parents, was that true?
I swear it is true that I knew your parents.
Then who is my mother?
That will have to wait for another time.
Anya, wait! Anya! I hope Clay and Irida get more information than I did.
Where should we start?
I don't know. This was your suggestion.
Yes, but you're the detective. I thought you might have some wisdom or insight to offer.
Oh. Well, I suppose splitting up would help us cover more ground. I'll take the west half, you take the east. Let's meet back here in an hour to see what we've got.
Sure thing, boss.
Don't call me boss.
Can I get a side of phoenix eggs with that?
The weather's been crazy lately.
Have you tried the new Glitterstorm release? They've added sins.
Going to plan. No one innocent was supposed to be harmed.
To be fair, they haven't been harmed.
You know they will be.
I'm sure she won't let anything happen to them.
At the expense of our plans? This is bigger than a barista.
I don't know if she sees it that way. There must be something special about that barista if they're worth framing.
They're a hybrid. What other reason do those old farts need?
Good point. Glad we'll be rid of them soon. Hey! Watch where you're going!
Whoops. Sorry. Excuse me.
Can you believe that guy? Do you think he heard us?
Only one way to find out.
Damn it.
Follow him!
Where'd he go?
Hey! Watch it.
Sorry. Excuse me.
There!
Where?
Damn, he got away. Split up. Let's find him. We'll meet back at the Firefly.
Titania won't be happy with us.
Watch what you say.
This is not good.
That's so interesting. I've never met anyone who knows so much about politicians.
I've never met anyone so interested to hear me talk about them.
Well, I think it's fascinating. The old ones have governed us for so long, and I feel like we barely know anything about them. We ought to know the people running our world, right?
I completely agree.
Like, I didn't even know Cronus had a facial reconstruction spell done.
No, you wouldn't, unless you knew him 5,000 years ago, which some did, to be fair.
And Titania, may she rest in peace, but I feel like I didn't know anything at all about her.
Oh, she was an enigma. Even I don't know that much about her, just her son, but he's not in politics from what I can tell.
She had a son? How did I never know that? You'd think the news would be clamoring to interview him, what with everything that's going on.
Oh, I'm sure they tried, but the old ones are very protective. It's important he has time to grieve.
I'm sure he needs it. It's tragic.
It sure is. That poor man. What was his name? Kay? No. Gray?
It wouldn't be Clay, would it?
That's it. But how did you know?
Oh, just a lucky guess, I suppose. But you must excuse me.
Wait.
I have to go to the bathroom.
I have news.
No need to stand upon ceremony, then.
Relax, Razo. What news do you bring, Clay?
I was able to spy on some rebels tonight at the festival. I overheard they're planning a coup, and Jules is innocent of any involvement in it before they noticed me. I was able to evade them.
Is that all? No news of Titania?
I believe it is significant information. We can drop the charges against Jules and declare a search for members of this rebel group instead. What? What is it?
Clay, as you know, we have suspected for some time that there are plots against us. And we are grateful that you have confirmed it. But Jules is still a criminal. They've exposed magic to mortals, among other things.
All right, but we can at least drop murder off the charges.
We will not.
What are you talking about?
It is complicated.
What is?
Well, you see, there is a certain image.
Enough pussyfooting about! Clay, the simple truth of the matter is that hybrids are a poison to our world. They have led to the dying of our races. Look how your own mother is dead now, due to hybrids turning our own people against us. Whether or not your hybrid sibling is innocent in this specific case is irrelevant. They will be made an example of, and our world will finally be free from hybrids.
I see.
We will, once this is settled, start a campaign to rout out members of the rebel group as well.
Now you know our plan, Clay. The question is, will you help us with it?
All my life, I have had no love for hybrids, but no hate for them either. I discovered my mother had another child, a hybrid, in the mortal world. My mother was never attentive, but I consoled myself with the thought that at least she was here. That my other sibling had the misfortune not only of having her as a mother, but of being abandoned by her. And then my mother died. I sought out my sibling, for some sense of closure, I suppose. And it's so clear now how wrong I was. Jules was loved by our mother. She may not have stayed, out of duty to her people here, but she loved Jules more than she ever loved me. I felt like a failed attempt at a replacement. I don't have as strong a reason as you do to hate hybrids, but I have enough.
Episode 6, The Reveal, was written, directed, and sound edited by Kiana Triana, with script edits by David Wu and Perry Herring, and music by Tamar Chimenyan. This episode featured Kiana Triana as Jules, Frank Cinches as Clay, Faye Holiday as Anya, Ella Ree as Irida, Benjamin as Crowd Number 1, Samantha Georgette Reed as Crowd Number 2, Brady Allen as Crowd Number 3, Faith Jacobs as Crowd Number 4, Val Chia as Zaim, Paul Reinbeck as Huron, Theo Wampusik as River, Iris Visser as Siobhan, Ari DeLynn as Razo, Michael Rempel as Largefoot, Nathan Woltering as Beau, and Drew Hogan as Hector. If you enjoy our show, please support us by subscribing to us through your preferred podcasting app, following us on social media, or checking out our website. We'll be back next week with a new tale from Bluebell Cafe in Episode 7, The Truth, Part 2. Thank you for listening!